purpose of the public forum that we're going to have on May 8th is to apprise the community of the hard work that our commissioners and medical staff and administrators of the hospital have put in the last couple years toward building a new hospital. There's been a lot of changes done, and we'd like the public to know what these changes are and why. The commissioners had a retreat last year. We set up 6 different goals to try and move the hospital into the next level of medical care. And there's much that has to be done in order to get there. This will be a report on those 6 different pillars that we have established, what we have done to meet those goals, what we still need to work on, and what we've realized that it's just not going to happen. What has taken so long to get this on the drawing board, where we're going with it, and again, answer any misconceptions that the community may have regarding the hospital and why it has taken so long. We just want them to be aware of the challenges that have been faced in creating the new hospital, but we also wanted to make sure that the community understood that when the hospital is built, it's done right for now and in the future.
Of course, the hospital, the bond measure to build it was passed back in 2017. You then had to wait a year or so to get USDA approval. So even though the bond was passed a couple of years ago, here we are in 2019 and it's not constructed, but you're getting close. That must be exciting because hopefully come fall.
Exciting is understatement, let me tell you, very understatement. It wasn't an easy process, but it was a good process. That wasn't going in saying, this is what we're going to build. We looked at 6 different options. Where can we get the most for the finances that are available? And involved in that time frame, of course, cost of construction has gone up, but we wanted to make sure that it was built right to meet our medical needs and also have the ability to expand in the future as services increased and the usage increased. We don't want it to say, this is what it's going to be for now and in the future. We want it for now and into the future. We need to make it so that as the populace of this valley changes, we can change and create the medical needs that apply to our citizenry of the valley.